You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're taking a look at some interesting developments in the world of Airbnb. We would ordinarily look at this probably as part of our property feature, but it is Tuesday, so it technically does still kind of count, even though we are doing Agri Tuesday. We're going to take a look at the latest round of proposed regulations that are being put forward for Airbnb owners and how that'll affect the owners, but also how it'll affect you and I as those booking those Airbnbs. Joined on the line by Direct at Only Realty, Grant Smear, to take a look at this, see if we can make sense of it. Good evening, Grant. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the regulations. What are the new regulations being proposed?
Evening. So some of the regulations are firstly to regulate the Airbnb platforms and other short-term rental platforms, and that's just to manage mainly the use of the properties that Airbnb owners are putting on the market or onto the platforms, and limiting the number of nights potentially that they can use those for Airbnb.
Grant, why would the government want to put these kinds of regulations forward? What's going on here? Are there regulations like this around the world?
Yeah, there's definitely a global movement towards regulation and restrictions of Airbnb properties, particularly in sort of high-density cities. Barcelona, San Francisco are good examples, London as well. And I think the governments are taking a look at those cities and the regulations they're implementing and considering those, particularly for Cape Town, because Cape Town does carry more Airbnbs than a lot of other cities around the world.
Cape Town has more Airbnbs than some European cities. You're very right about that, Grant. How will this then affect the Airbnb landscape? I mean, obviously with some of the regulations not being finalized yet, we don't really know who's going to be affected for sure. But what does this then mean for Jimmy, who owns an Airbnb in Cape Town and wants to then put that on the market? Am I now going to be restricted in how long I can put it on the market, or how does it all work for the owners?
So there's two facets that I think. Firstly, there's licensing regulations, the licensing making sure that Airbnb owners that are putting their properties on the market are properly regulated or licensed, are making sure that their properties are good for use and meet the regulatory requirements. But secondly, is limitation on the use of their property and how many nights, for example, they could put that on Airbnb. The impact on that is that a lot of property in Cape Town CBD and the Atlantic Seaboard have been bought on the speculation of Airbnb, so the increased rental that they can achieve. And if the regulations do come into effect and restrict the use, then we could see an issue around pricing of properties, so decline in prices of properties, more properties coming to market, and more properties coming to long-term market, which would be a benefit to tenants because rentals would potentially come down.
Grant, how much of that market is a long-term market in terms of long-term rentals, perhaps? I want to get a gauge of how much of the longer-term rentals are going to be affected.
Look, I think, I think it's just over 23,000 Airbnbs on the market. We'd see a significant amount return to the long-term market if there are restrictions. There has been a increased movement of long-term rentals across into the short-term space, so that's why there's been a real limitation on stock in the CBD and the Seaboard. So I can't tell you how many would come, because there'd be two different results. One would be the sale of properties, and secondly, entering the long-term market, maybe waiting for prices to stabilize. But it would be significant because, like any hospitality industry, it's all about occupation and how many nights you can rent the property out. Limitations on that imposed by government would severely affect Airbnb owner returns.
Grant, but then from a property investor point of view, if I'm a property investor and I've got a lease agreement with a client, for example, it's not on Airbnb, I technically have a long-term kind of rental agreement in place there. Does this mean that we're not going to extend that to those kinds of individuals, or are we specifically looking at the Airbnb market? And if it is specific to the Airbnb market, why do I then not just have people on a long-term rental agreement?
Yes, I think, obviously in the Airbnb market, you can charge a premium for those nights that you rented out to make up for the service sort of offering that you have as an Airbnb owner, but also to make up for the nights that you may not rent a property out, particularly in Cape Town in the winter times when there's higher vacancy rates. So the regulations, the long-term market's highly regulated at the moment, and, there's a lot of protection for both landlords and tenants. If you're going to rent it out on a short on a long-term basis to a short-term host, they would still be impacted by those regulations. So it wouldn't negate anything for them.
Grant, for some of these hosts or for some of the people that have these properties, I would have bought it as an investment property for the purposes of portfolio diversification, which historically there's never been anything wrong with that. Are we going to see some shift in trends, do you think, from perhaps how individuals use those properties or view their investment portfolios, at least from a real estate point of view?
Absolutely. It both impact current owners with Airbnb properties, Airbnb hosts that are renting long-term properties, as well as developments that are being released at the moment into the market with Airbnb options as one of the selling points. So it will significantly impact the market. I do think that the regulations are, although necessary, need to be very careful on impacting Airbnb opportunities for owners, both on the return side as well as limiting how many nights they can use the property, because it does affect the economy ultimately with Airbnb hosts and tourists to Cape Town contributing a significant amount to the GDP in South Africa.
Grant, from a property point of view, I was going to get into just what this then means. I mean, you touched on the fact that developers will now have to rethink whether or not they develop at the same pace or at the same scale as which they used to, because demand might be affected from the introduction of these sorts of regulations. But as a realtor, you operate in this space. Do you think that from an investment point of view as well, that investors will then say, do you know what? It's not worth it. Or let's find an alternative.
Yeah, I think like in any market, there'll be an adjustment in the market. There may be a temporary lull in pricing and in property prices, as well as an adjustment in long-term rental, if that's where a lot of properties go to. But then it will sort of return to its heyday there. Ultimately, Cape Town is a destination that both foreigners and South Africans love being in and living in. And, there is a limitation on how much stock can be built ultimately with the ocean on the one side and the mountain on the other. So, although there'll be an adjustment for investors, my suggestion would be hold on, make sure you can make your payments and cover your bond, and the market will adjust again.
When you look at the scenario, I mean, you can't help but wonder whether or not the model just worked a little too well. I mean, it sounds in part like you are being penalized for having, the Airbnb model wasn't created in South Africa, to say the least, and it is working around the world. It sounds like someone might be upset that Cape Town is a popular destination. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it could be. I think, there's a lot of speculation around where these regulations come from. I think there is a requirement for regulation and licensing, just to control the market slightly. However, over-regulation could severely impact that market significantly. But I think like any model, a disruptive model that comes in, initially comes in disruption, nobody really knows what to do with it. And the government, like investors, lets it play out to figure out what to actually do with a model that is not known at the time it's implemented.
Grant, do you think there's value in regulating the pricing side of it rather than the rental terms? I mean, I think about something like peak times now. We're going into peak festive season. Cape Town properties typically increase in pricing at this point. Do you think tackling it from that perspective and saying perhaps we put in a price ceiling rather than regulating how many days people can go in for, would that be an alternative that would benefit consumers but also wouldn't be to the detriment of the owners?
I think the consideration needs to really be firstly the impact in the hospitality market. If you're going to regulate Airbnb, then are you going to also regulate hotel rooms, as an example, when that demand is high? So you've got to keep that in mind. And also I think once you start regulating pricing in one segment of the market, there's a slippery slope into regulating pricing in other markets, which then affects its practicality in terms of investment. And there I'm speaking about long-term rental controls, which have proven to be implemented in certain countries around the world but haven't worked necessarily for the benefit of the consumer.
Well, we'll have to see how this shapes up. We know that the regulation hasn't yet gone through. It is just being proposed at this stage, but it certainly has some serious implications for Airbnb owners and in part for Airbnb users, the consumers that frequent these venues and these locations. We'll leave the conversation there. Grant, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Grant Smear, director at Only Realty, on the proposed regulations to restrict the term rentals around Airbnbs.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.